ভক্তি প্রজ্ঞানকে সবাইকে নামি অতি মত্ত চরিত্রায় স্বাসিতানাং চ পালয়ে জীব দুঃখে সদাতায় নাম প্রেম প্রদায় গুরবে গৌরচন্দ্রায় রাধিকায় তদানে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ ভক্তায় তদভক্তায় নমঃ বঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপাসিন্ধুভ্যৈব চ পতিতানাং পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো মহাবদন্যায় কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায় কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য নাম্নে গৌরত্রে Less and less of dandavas in the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parshishmat Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Maharaj. And in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Vishnu Parshishmat Bhakti
Vedanta Swami,
Swami Maharaj. Perhaps you know why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended in this world. Rupa Goswami did the Manobhishta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadakishadam. After that, our whole Guru Parampara came. In the last, Prabhupada sent to the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And after that, you are all inviting me here. Why? What is the purpose that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came or Guru Parampara came? And in the last, you invited me also. And so many from various countries and all over Australia you have invited. And why they have gathered here? I want to hear something from Brajbala Prabhu.
We can only offer back what we have heard to those whom we have heard it from. Otherwise, it's total impertinence for a junior to speak in front of one's seniors. But since we've been asked for our purification and our benefit, we should try and at least touch upon the greatness of the question that's been asked, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and why Srila Gurudev has come. In very simple terms, when Sri Sanatana Goswami Prabhu met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think for the first time, he said, everyone is calling me a pundit, a greatly learned personality. He said, yes, I'm such a great learned personality. Yes, I don't know who I am. So what kind of pundit is that? That I don't even know who I am. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the most elementary necessity of the jiva to the highest necessity of the jiva. And this great science of Krishna consciousness that our Srila Prabhupada introduced into the Western world is being developed up and developed up, and this was his desire. So according to the individual, they have a relationship with Sri Gurudev and they're inviting him here. But really, we don't know who we are, but Krishna knows who we are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows who we are. And his agent, the Guru, knows who we are. So he wants us to find out who we are. And in that knowing, we can unite with the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Sri Radha Govinda. And our supreme benefit can be attained. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world, Srila Gurudev has explained these things at great length, endlessly, from the time we first had the good fortune of meeting him. And that has been vividly described in Sri Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you are all familiar with that. So, we are transmigrating, you know, throughout the cycle of birth and death, and this is not a joke. Janma Mritu, Janma Vyadi, suffering, birth and death. So it is natural at our stage of development that we should want this to end. So this is the beginning stage. So sincerely, from this stage, we should develop up our Krishna consciousness attentively and surrender to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's agent. So, can I pass it on to someone else who can describe deeply these things?
Thank you. Then Mahaprabhu will speak for me.
So Raja Balabhu very nicely described the meaning of why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and why Srila Gurudev has come. So all of us use this word guru sometimes very lightly. The meaning of guru means teacher. So we see all throughout the world so many teachers are there. We accept so many gurus. We have gurus who teach us music. Our teachers at school are our gurus. Even for the wife, husband is guru. So if we look at guru in this sense, then we're somewhat lacking in our understanding. Actually, we're grossly lacking in our understanding. Actually, we have no understanding of what is guru. Actually, in most of the shastras, guru is not referred to as teacher, not referred to as guru. He's referred to as Sri Guru. And this word Sri has, but this word Sri has very deep significance in our Vaishnava association. This Sri is related to things that are auspicious, things that are very wonderful. This Sri also relates to Lakshmi Devi. She's Sri. But even deeper than that, even more transcendental, even more loving, this Sri means Sri Mati Radharani. So when we refer to Sri Gurudev, we're actually referring to the deep, transcendental, wonderful, loving compassion that Srimati Radharani has for all conditioned souls. But even more so, the deep love that she has for Sri Krishna. So Sri Guru, he is the embodiment of Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. So we may say, well, how is that? But actually, Sri Guru, he loves so deeply all of the living entities in this vast creation, both spiritual and material, that he can't tolerate the jiva's separation from the service of Sri Krishna. This is actually our transcendental nature. Just like you see outside the rain, the water is making everything wet. Because that's its nature, it can't help it. When it rains, everything will get wet. So in the same way, the intrinsic nature of the soul is to be engaged in the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. We can't help it. It's our nature. No matter how hard we try in this material world, like myself, to enjoy this wonderful creation that we have here, it's not natural for us. And the real nature, the real natural transcendental propensity in all living entities is drawn out from the living entity only by Sri Guru. So Sri Guru, Sri Guru Dev, is none other than Srimati Radharani's affection for Krishna and her love and deep compassion for all souls. So we should see Sri Guru in that way. Therefore, Srila Gurudev asked, "Oh, why have you invited me?" I wonder if anybody here is asking the same question. Actually, I can imagine, why wouldn't we invite Sri Guru in our presence? Because he has come to deliver the transcendental and deep message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is to absorb ourselves in the transcendental love of Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. Jai Srila Gurudev.
My Guru Maharaj Srila Narayan Maharaj would always stress the necessity of Sadhu Sangha, because without the necessity of Sadhu Sangha, we are completely lost in this material world. So, just by the gesture or the glance of Sadhu, we can make so much advancement that we are completely unaware of. But they, by their mercy, by their association, we can go up. Otherwise, like I said, we're lost. So, Guru Maharaj, really, that was his main preaching in ISKCON, the importance of Sadhu Sangha, and that's why we invited you, Gurudev. Otherwise, we are hopeless and we're lost. Thank you.
So, Srila Gurudev's come to Mulambar again. He'll be speaking here every night for 5 days, is that right? And I want to make sure that everybody comes and you tell all your friends to come and even tell your enemies to come. Because hearing what Gurudev's speaking is going to be benefit to everyone. Why do I say this? Because bhakti. Shuddha bhakti, pure bhakti, is not a thing of this material world. This is not a commodity that you can go to Kohl's and get off the shelves. Pure bhakti comes from the transcendental world. The vehicle for pure bhakti coming to this world, pure Vaishnava, a sadhu. Sadhu brings bhakti to this world. Bhagavad Gita tells us what is this world. 8 elements. Ether, fire, air, water, earth. 5 gross elements and 3 subtle elements. Mind, intelligence, and false ego. And Bhagavad Gita also tells us that these elements are all dancing. Prakriti, Kriyamanini, Gunai, Kamanis, Ashaha, Ahankar, Vamukarma, Kartamitamanyate. But we are under the illusion that we are the doers. We are looking at this dancing, these 8 dancing energies, and thinking that we can control them. We can manipulate this energy to make things better for ourselves. But we can't. We can't control this material energy. Lord Brahma, Brahmaji, the our auditor, he thought that he could change energy. What happened? Krishna bewildered him. And then he became humble. With folded arms, humbly he spoke to Krishna, Kavaham Tamomaharaham, Kacharakni Bhagavad, Samvesti Tandagara Saptavitastakaya, Kwed Vikvidhavaganatam Pranachaya, Vitadva Roma Vibrashita Hipam. Lord Brahmaji, he said, what am I? Just a pot, like a seven spans my own on my the length of my hand, filled with these elements. But what is Krishna? Krishna is he's unlimited. Unlimited universes flow through the pores of his skin every moment, just like air flows through a stream. Lord Brahmaji, he became humble and he approached Krishna in the right mood. If we approach the sadhu, because sadhu is not like us, he's not Bahir Mukh, he's not watching these dancing dead energies. He is watching the dancing of Radha and Krishna within his heart. If we approach sadhu with a non-critical mood, not criticizing and not with a hypocritical mood, not pretending that we're something that we're not, in this mood, if we approach sadhu, then he, the reflection of his heart, can come in our heart. Bhakja Sanjakya Bhakja. Srimad Bhagavatam tells us that bhakti comes from bhakti. And even in this lifetime, even today, tomorrow, very soon, in the association of a sadhu, if we approach him in the right mood, we can also get bhakti. And this is why we've invited her to Manjikala to be sadhu.
We have a cordless.
I heard that Radharani has served Krishna so much that Krishna can never repay that debt. So in an attempt to repay that debt, Krishna has come to this world in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to collect up maidservants to serve the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Really, Lord Chaitanya has come to find the lost servants of Radharani. So we can understand that Sri Guru is a Gaura Priya Jana and Radha Priya Shakti. So Sri Guru has come for that same purpose, to find servants to render service to Radharani. So we're so fortunate. We can understand that if we're here in the presence of such a Radha Priya Shakti and a Gaura Priya Jana, Guru's decided one day to make us maid servants to Radharani. We're so lucky. Thank you for that.
Om Gyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Janaslaka Chaksuran Militamina Tasmai Sri Guruvena. In two very brief histories, I'd like to share just an atom of the reason why Srila Gurudev came. There was a quarrel between Visvamitra Muni and Vasistha Muni. Visvamitra Muni was saying that my severe austerities are the greatest and most powerful things in the universe. And Vasistha Muni was saying, my sadhu sangha is the greatest and most powerful. They couldn't resolve their quarrel, so they approached Anantadev, who's holding all the universes on his millions of hoods. When Anantadev heard this question, he said, this is a very heavy question, but I'm already engaged in a very heavy activity. I'm already holding the universes on my head. If somehow or other one of you could relieve that burden, then I could answer this other heavy question. So Visvamitra said, I'll give you all the results of my great severe austerities and penances. So Anantadev little bit took his head out of one of the universes, and all of a sudden all the seas started churning, the mountains started falling, everything started tilting. So he put his head right back. And then Vasistha Muni said, I'll give you 1 second of my sadhu sangha. And he pulled his head back and the universe remained as it was. It's so powerful. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimati Devahuti said that even unknowingly associating with the great sadhu, just by taking prasadam with him, speaking with him, even apparently mundane talks, one's whole life can be changed. And if one does so knowingly, then the results are indescribable. Another very brief history is the history of Jana Sharma and Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar is the associate of Srimati Radhika and Krishna, a coward boyfriend just like Subal, a great associate like Mother Yasoda, never a conditioned soul. But he met with, by the order of Radhika, he met with Jana Sharma, a conditioned soul, really not just an example of a conditioned soul, but a conditioned soul who hadn't done really any sadhana. He had gotten Gayatri Mantra from Parvati, but with no guidance, no rules and regulations, no deep meanings. So Gop Kumar was teaching him all the tattvas, all the way up to Braj Prem Tattva. And Jana Sharma was knowing the tattvas now, surrendering with faith to his guru, but no feelings, no tears. So Gop Kumar put his hand on his head, and he said, now you will get all realization. So then Jana Sharma closed his eyes, opened his eyes, he found himself in Goloka Vrindavan, and running to Krishna, and Krishna running to him, both of them embracing and falling to the ground, weeping and fainting. So Gurudev said, Sri Sanatana Goswami gave this verse, Mahat Sangha Mahatmyam Ekaivat Paramat Bhutam. The effects of Sadhu Sangha are super astounding and miraculous. Now Gurudev gave this lecture in Badger where there's a river. He said, if you have any doubts in the great power of Sadhu Sangha, then take all your doubts and throw them all in the river. Don't have any doubts, don't be hopeless, take that shelter, and all miraculous effects are achieved, and that's why the day came. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm very happy to come here, and so my daughters, sons, and all, my god brothers also. When I came to Malaysia, only for one day I spoke there. But so many devotees came. I'm inspired. I thought that this is big gathering. But when I came, I saw more big gathering than Malaysia also. And so many devotees. I think this lecture hall is of who?
This hall belongs to council.
It belongs to the
council.
From town.
Yeah.
You have collected for classes. I thought that he has bought.
Next week.
Next week
he'll buy.
Oh. Each and every person should have a goal of life. Without goal and aim of life, we are all like animals. Not animals only, foolish, like donkeys. I'm not telling, but Shastra is telling that. Dharma Dehina Pasubhi Samani. Like donkeys. Self-killer even. So what is the aim and object? I told in Malaysia. Jasya Deve Parabhakti. What is meaning of Parabhakti? To his endless Sima. What? Prema Bhakti. Go on more. Dasya Bhakti. Oh, Radha Mahaprabhu told, oh, go on. Is it okay? Then Sakha. Oh, Yohuktam. Aage Kaha. And then Barsal. Oh, very good, very, very good. But I want to hear something more. Oh, Gopi Prem. Oh, very good. But something more? Can you tell? Then he told what? Oh, Radha Krishna. Something more? Oh, in this world there are no. Who can
ask beyond this?
Ask beyond more this. Than this. But there is something. Sambandharanuga bhakti and kamatmika bhakti. Nand Baba, Jasoda Maya and all are
Sambandhatmika. Sambandhatmika.
Sambandhatmika. No Sambandhatmika. Sambandhatmika. But gopis are Kamatmika. Kamatmika bhakti also of two kinds. Kamatmika, Sambhogatmika and Tattat Bhavichita. That is Ullasarati. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give this. Not Udnat Ujjala Rasa. It is in Madanatya Bhava in Radhika Malli. So he wanted to test it himself. Because in Krishna pastime he could not realize all these things. Not test it. And one thing, he could not give the process of this kamatmika and tattat bhava ichchata. He could not give the process. So, Rupa Goswami told, anarkiti charin chirat karunya vatirna karau samarpayitum unnato jalasam svabhakti sriyam. What is the meaning? Samarpayitum karunaya. Out of
mercy.
He wanted to give what? Unnata ujjala rasam svabhakti sriyam. Not utsal ujjala rasam. It is in Srimati Radhika Malli. He wanted to test it. But samarpayitum karunaya unnata ujjala rasam svabhakti. The beauty of unnatulla. Not unnatulla. The difference between unnat ujjal rash and the beauty. Like a creeper without leaves, manjaris, or flowers, no beauty. So Radhika may be the creeper, but beauty where? Leaves. Flowers, and especially in manjari. Lalita and Vishakha are more superior than Rup Manjari and others. But in some case, Lalita will have to go and take permission. May I come? May I come in, sir? She will have to be ordered. Directly they cannot go to Radha and Krishna. But Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, always serving if they are naked in hand. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came mercifully to give this Manjari Ullasarati. But this should be the aim and object, highest of any jeev in this world. But rare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came with his associates like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, like others. What? To give this Raganuga Marga. Raganuga Marga. What is the term of Chaitanya?
Rag Marga Bhakti.
Rag Marga Bhakti.
Loke Korite Prachar.
Korite Prachar. In fourth.
Prema.
First. Adi Lila.
He has
not come only to give O Harinam, to preach Harinam, not only this. Oh, that can be done by Advaita Acharya and others. But special this thing, Raganuga Marga. And that highest thing I told, the mood of Rupa Goswami. Anyone cannot live without Krishna. And the associates of Radhika. So our Guru Parampara Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself Krishna in the form of Radha Bhav Dut Subalitam. Oh, he came only to be this. Very rare thing. Not only by the bhakti. But the bhakti has been preached by so many acharyas. So many. Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadita Acharya. Even Marjada Bhakti has been preached by Ram and given. The Singh they gave something. Raudra Rasa he gave. And so many gave. Even Vyas, being a Narayan Tattva, he never knew this. By the mercy, a special mercy of Narada Goswami, he knew these things. And he advised him to give this sweet passions of Krishna. You have told about dharma, earth, kam, moksha. Another Quran, you have told about Krishna. But Krishna is covered with dharma, earth, kam, moksha. Now you should go. You have not told that Krishna was banded by his mother, Yashoda. Even. Now, non-helper. You have not written that Krishna holding his hands, keeping his
peacock feather
and float on the lotus feet of Radhika. No pare ham nirvadya sanyo. I cannot repeat. Even in the eye of demigods, never. So these are things. You are very fortunate to hear all these things. How to have these things? Oh, begin from beginning. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vaidhita. Especially, Adav Saddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Anartha Nibritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, then Suddha Sattva. Suddha Sattva in this world, very rare. Very. Suddha Sattva, Visheshatma, Prema Sujjansu Samme Vaas, which we Chittam Ashrinyat is also Bhav. First avars of praying in this world. And after nothing to practice in this world. Only Bhav. For these things, Swamiji came, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. But what happened? He saw that there are so many jungles. No fertile land. He began to cut the jungles of Maya, Vatsaki, Veki and all other things. Varnasam, Dharamsam. He wanted to establish first Vaiva Varnasam. Be situated in Vaiva Varnasam. And then practice all this. But you should know all the way. Sadhu Sam, Sadhu Sam, Sadhu Sam. Sarva Shastri. Without Sadhu Sangha, you cannot advance. I shall get two, three
examples.
So we have come for these things and you are invited for these things. Always keep in your mind, Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Thakitan Jaina Bhutale. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew the mode of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew the heart of Chaitanya and he established. We should all talk to Bhattam. Everyone should try to know your Gurudev heart and try to establish. Don't quarrel. It may be so many things, problems. But try to forget all kinds of troubles. What your Gurudev taught one? what your Guru Parampara wants, what Krishna and Mahaprabhu and his associates want. I told so many times that you should have a preaching center. Why? To give proper respect to seniors. If you are quarreling and not giving proper respects to seniors, you cannot advance an inch ahead. So, to train them to give proper respect, this is necessary. A preaching center also, where we should forget all our quarrels and be in one opinion that how we can fulfill the desire of our Guru and how we can achieve this aware of what I told you, Adau Sapta, and in the last Suddha Sapta, Vishesh Atma, and in the last Prem. And then you will come Sneha Mat Pranay Ragan Rag Bhav Mahabhav and so on. Don't waste your time, a moment even. Never. So I have come to remind you all these things. But seniors also give proper honor to junior also, and love and affection, and help them. It has been told, Ishware Prem, Prema,
Prema Maitri Kripa Apeksha,
Kripa Ame,
Upeksha.
This we should follow. Prem to Krishna only, Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu. And four kinds of, or three kinds of
exchanges
between Vaishnava. Senior Vaishnava should be honored and given respect. Equal, Dandav Pranam and all.
Friendship.
And juniors, Sadhu Sangha, you will have to be. And those who have no respect for Krishna or anything, upeksha.
Neglect.
But those who are not in line, but
innocent,
we should try to help them, as we are doing. Then our mission will be
success.
Go Premanande. One request. That you all, Braj Balla Prabhu, always try to, I give respect to Braj Balla Prabhu, myself. He is very much qualified. So always try to give him respect, like Shiksha Guru. You can learn so many things. Don't see any loophole to anyone. Otherwise you won't. And thus, in one opinion, you should make a preaching center very soon. By the grace of Lord, you have collected one place and very good situation. Very soon, you should make there. Giving up all quarrels and difference of opinion. So very soon, in coming year, I may stay there, good lecture hall, and I will see that all sannyasi, brahmachari, lady devotees are all very high class.
Hare